2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and
the other guy.
It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thank you for listening to the program. You can always download the podcast wherever podcasts are found. Look up KSL Unrivaled. One of my favorite things to do at gatherings, Scott?
Is eat bacon, chocolate.
Eating definitely is a big plus at the
it's everyone's gathering.
Yeah, but it's the this, so I was at a thing this weekend, and it was a bunch of people I hadn't seen in a while, and some people were like, where can I listen to your show? And because they're like, oh, I'm not in my car like during that time, so I go, you got to download the podcast. And I was blown away that I had friends that are my age that were like, I don't know, I've never really been a podcast person. How do you do it on this? And they like show me that they like shove their phone into my hand, and I show them where the podcasts are. And I said, look, if it's on this Apple phone, it's Apple Podcast. Boom, you just go search KSL Unrivaled.
And there you've opened up this new world to them.
Yeah, and I said, look, just find...
expanded their horizons.
You'll see a picture of Scott and I looking not so svelte. And there you go. Then you can just download.
Yeah, that was our COVID weight, though.
Yeah. It's our COVID weight. It makes it sound like it's a wrestling... and fighting at the COVID weight. what do we have here? It's the NFL Roundup. I wanted to bring something up here, Scott. This was an interesting one to me, which was that Peyton Manning has just been elected to the Broncos Ring of Fame, or the Ring of Fire. Yeah, no, it's the Ring of Fame. There's the Hall of Fame. There's the Ring of Honor. The Broncos call it the Ring of Fame. So the Ring of Fame, Peyton Manning. I don't know. Was he there for 3 years?
No, he's there, I think, 4 or 5 years.
Okay, well, all I'm saying did Peyton Manning do enough to be in the Ring of Fame? He won a Super Bowl?
He won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but nobody's going to think of him as
Two Super Bowls.
Went
there.
To two. Thankfully, he went to two because he went to the one where my Seahawks beat up on him.
Yeah,
that was good.
And, you know, he kind of set a lot of records. I mean, he really upped the culture, I think, of the Broncos when he was there. I really do. I don't know that the Broncos had been anything since Elway left, and he stepped in. Of course, you remember Tim Tebow, and all of a sudden when Peyton Manning was there, they were just a different team.
He was an MVP that first season that
he came
back.
He was phenomenal.
And he was coming off that injury. So he's like coming in, new city. Obviously, the bulk of his career, he's going to be always remembered. And I think he'll remember himself as
a Colt,
yes. Right? So,
which he should.
Yes, and he should. He won a Super Bowl with the Colts as well, but I do think that it was it's interesting because I don't know, when you're split like that, when you have success, even a short time success, but winning a Super Bowl, winning an MVP in a city like that, and you're beloved.
You're just wondering. It just seems weird to be in the Ring of Honor in two places.
Yeah, I don't know.
You have to.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you could deny him.
Yeah, I mean,
he's one of your best players ever.
If you've won a Super Bowl at a place
and an MVP, MVP.
And the short time was quite phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe his last year was kind of sketchy.
No, he set the touchdown records that first year. Yeah. It was a cajillion touchdowns. I mean, that's after having insane records that he had set at Indianapolis already.
I would like to find the Denver Bronco fan that says, no, I don't think he belongs.
No, there. No Denver Bronco fan.
Right, and that's what it's
try
for.
Try to find
it's
an Indianapolis.
For the Broncos. You
right,
know,
try to find an Indianapolis fan. I bet even they couldn't say. They would be like,
oh, heavens
they
no.
would say, no, he deserves to be in the Broncos Ring yeah. of Fame. Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's one of those things where it. I don't know that it was a bitter parting. You know, like a Brett Favre leaving Green Bay was a little bit.
Well, he was hurt, too. Like I said, he had that really weird neck fusion.
Right,
whatever.
And so it was kind of like, yeah, you may or may not play anymore.
Yeah.
Your best days are behind you. And Andrew Luck, you know, who I thought could have been just a phenomenal player, that was a good next step for the Colts.
Yeah, so I think so, too. Aaron Rodgers, that daily train wreck of a situation. Devontae Adams has said that Aaron Rodgers he has Aaron Rodgers back at the during the holdout, according to him, because he initially said, you know, this is terrible. You know, well, not this is terrible. He just said, look, this isn't just about one player, but this is his wide receiver saying, hey, I'm behind you. I'm just wondering where something like that comes from.
Oh, what, seriously?
Yeah.
Well, every wide receiver is going to be behind their quarterback.
Well, an MVP
every
quarterback
wide
too.
Receiver does not. Have any success if they do not have a good quarterback.
And if you say something ill-intended during all of this, you're never going to get the ball thrown
with
to you
Dan
again.
Marino is if you drop a pass, you're done.
Peyton Manning famously would send guys out of the huddle after a drop, and the coaches would be like, no, he's in this formation. He'd go like, I said I didn't want to see him again.
Yeah.
And that was how it went. And something tells me, Scott – something tells me Aaron Rodgers may
do the same thing,
or maybe worse than all of those guys combined. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that eye roll that he gives is like that. That may be the most.
The best is when it's like, yeah, the kid had an okay game until that drop, and you're like, right. Are you saying the kid because you don't actually know his name?
Right, and it's an okay game.
Yeah,
you know, it's like never can be satisfied. Yeah, so the wide receiver saying this to
that
his quarterback, no, that's like. No.
Speaking
the
of
reality is at the end of the day, no one cares.
Oh yeah.
It really, they're just like, as long as it's not me, I don't care. If I'm not affected, so what?
Speaking of Broncos and quarterbacks, we were talking before about Peyton Manning. Deshaun Watson reportedly wants to play in Denver. According to some people, they're like, "Hey, Deshaun Watson thinks that landing in Denver would be an amazing thing for him." I think Deshaun Watson would say any place that is not Houston at this point.
Well, I can think of a couple that he wouldn't want to play at.
Where? That's worse than Denver. Or that's worse than the Texans.
The Texans?
Yeah, nothing right now.
Oh, yeah.
There's no place. There's no place worse
you
than
think there's
Houston,
no,
the Houston Texans right now.
Oh, I guarantee you there are places that are.
Oh, come on.
The Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, if you're saying anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're not.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah,
up to a point. Atlanta's not anything remarkable right now.
Well,
the New York Jets.
Mm. No, that's a given. I just wonder why he'd want to go. Why would you want to go to Denver if you're Deshaun Watson?
Because they don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, but they also don't have like a winning situation right now.
But
they got a good left tackle though.
But they've had a winning culture. The Broncos are a team that, like, if they got the right quarterback in Denver, might be a halfway decent team. They're built on a very, very solid defense, and they just need a guy that can make some plays. And Deshaun Watson would be, of all the places he could go, Denver be the best. Or he goes to Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers goes to Denver. Those would be, you know, interchangeable. Would both be.
See, at this point,
question, though, is Deshaun Watson in trouble? I mean, because we haven't heard anything about him.
All these guys, all these teams that sign up with him know that this is probably a the pending litigation and the pending possibility.
If I was a team, Alex, I'd go do some due diligence. I'd go do some digging and see.
Well, and
is this a fabricated story? Is this a real thing? Is this and find out and take a flyer on it.
When could he be back on our team?
Yeah, just say we'll take a shot on the guy, just like Kareem Hunt, you know, and it's panned out for the Browns.
Scott, this is my favorite thing. Speaking of the Texans, their new head coach, David Culley, says they will not have a mini camp. They're not going to have the mandatory mini camp. Says enough has been accomplished during their volunteer OTAs. You buy any of that?
Heck no.
Well, yeah, I'm satisfied.
A new coach actually gets more time.
I'm satisfied with what I've seen.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we have a losing culture here, so yeah, don't show up. That's perfectly normal. We'll be just fine.
That's interesting. They get extra time.
I'm shocked.
I can't believe it.
That one.
You're the worst team in the league. You know what we need? Less time. I think a good like team building experience in Cancun would be a lot funner. Let's do that for KSL's Unrivaled.
We used to do that in Detroit. We go to Tampa.
Oh, you would?
We'd have mini camps in Tampa.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
In the stadium.
Let's take the break. We'll come back. More to go right here. We're going to wrap things up with our 2-minute drill. So stay with us right here on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.